Okay, so for 15 years, this festival has been going on. Do you have to be Jewish to go see the movies?
Actually not, Lois. In fact, from what we can tell, at least 20% of the festival attendees are not Jewish.
Why a Jewish film festival?
It's an idea that grew out of interest. You know, there were different kinds of film screenings at different synagogues in Atlanta. And it just came together with this one woman, Cookie Shapiro, had this idea and started it in 2000. But really, we actually think of it as a great film festival that happens to be Jewish in flavor, which is to say that this is a festival with something for everyone. And the emphasis is always not just on Jewish life, but how Jews and Jewish history relates to the rest of the world, to other peoples. So we'll have a film called Zemene, which is about a Jewish doctor who's taking care of an Ethiopian girl who has some physical deformities. Obviously, there are going to be films about how Jews and Arabs relate to each other in the Middle East, sometimes specifically films about Palestinians and Israelis and the conflict. But a lot of the films come from Europe. A lot of the films come from the United States. That's really what it's about. It's about celebrating Jewish history and culture, but as it relates to other people, other cultures. And the quality of the films are astonishing. In fact, one of the films we showed last year, the Polish film Ida, about a Catholic novitiate who's about to take her, join the order and discover she's Jewish, is one of the films nominated for Best Foreign Film this year.
Is there an overall goal or mission that guides the festival?
Well, it is this idea of building bridges of understanding. It is, for the Atlanta Jewish community, a way to celebrate and experience being Jewish that doesn't involve going to synagogue. And I think that's why it's really struck a chord in the community. We have over 32,000 people attending the festival every year. And we had nearly that much last year, and opening night was during the snowpocalypse. So there were a lot of reschedulings that had to happen, but we still had in excess of 31,000 people. And then in addition to the screenings, every screening is introduced by some expert on the subject of the film, and many of the screenings are followed by Q&As with either experts on the film's topic or the filmmakers themselves, the actors, the screenwriters, the directors. I'm very excited this year that we are hosting one of Israel's foremost film directors, Iran Riklis, who directed The Syrian Bride and The Lemon Tree. He has a new film called Dancing Arabs, which is based on an autobiographical novel about a Palestinian teenager who's incredibly smart, who winds up being sent to a boarding school for Jews in Jerusalem, and that whole experience of trying to fit in both at home and in the school in Jerusalem among Jewish students. And it's just a wonderful portrait of that whole liminal experience that he has. Another highlight is the closing night film, which is Theodore Bikel in the Shoes of Shalom Aleichem. And Theodore Bikel, who is 90, who's played Tevye and Fiddler on the Roof, had an amazing film career in Hollywood. He's actually going to be there to speak after the screening of the film. It's based on a play that he wrote about his life and his connection with the author, Shalom Aleichem.
Sounds like a fascinating array of offerings you have. And I think it is particularly impressive that some of the films that are featured can be very probing. You mentioned the Israeli directors. They really have been forging a path in questioning current politics.
Yes, this is one of the things I'm most proud of about the Jewish Film Festival in Atlanta, is that we do show the movies that are critical of Israel. I think in particular of two films last year that were about the same topic, one produced in Israel, one produced in the Palestinian territories, and they were both about Palestinian informers and their relationship to the Shin Bet, the Israeli intelligence organization. And neither of them present a very favorable view of Israel. And just kind of amazing that these two countries that agree on nothing could actually agree that this would be a worthy topic for a film. Well. So I admire that as well.
Matthew, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lois. Thank you.